Welcome into the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. I'm Brady Cannon, along with Wes Reynolds, live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa on a Saturday. Baseball, basketball, NFL draft, hockey, golf, and UFC. We'll cover it all over the course of the next 3 hours. We've got games underway already. Began early this morning in the Major League Baseball with the Diamondbacks and the Nationals back in the nation's capital. Nationals won a 1-0 game on Friday night. They went off as a slight favorite today with Las Vegas native and former UNLV running rebel Eric Fetty on the hill facing Luke Weaver, a total of 8.5. And right now things are going the Nationals' way, Wes.
Yeah, Eric Fetty and the Nats took the money, and thus far rightfully so. Weaver, 4 innings pitched, 9 hits, 4 earned runs for the D-backs. Fetty still in the game, gone 5 strong with 9 strikeouts. Yan Gomes with 3 of the 4 runs batted in, 1 via a solo home run in the first inning. So now in the bottom of the 5th, Nationals 4, Diamondbacks 1.
How about the Rays and the Yankees? This was also an early start here out in the American League East. The Rays and the Yankees both at the bottom of the division right now. The Pinstripers have lost 3 straight. A pick 'em today, -110 either way at the close at BetMGM, with Tyler Glasnow facing Jordan Montgomery. Just 7.5 for your total.
Yeah, Glasnow has gone 5 innings, only given up 1 earned and 2 hits. Did have 4 walks today, but was able to get around those because the Yankees, quite frankly, just aren't hitting. So Glasnow gotten a couple jams, but was able to get out of them, especially in the bottom of the first when the Yankees had the sacks packed. No good. Glasnow now out of the game. Jeffrey Springs on in relief for Tampa Bay. Tyler Glasnow also had 7 strikeouts. So the ERA did get bumped up a little, Brady, but to 0.73. So not too much of a drift there on Glasnow's ERA. Yankees just unable to hit. Just 2 hits today. 1 from LeMahieu, 1 from Judge. Stanton 0 for 3. 2 strikeouts. People, Yankee fans on the Twitter, not very happy with Gio Stanton. Aaron Judge also has a pair of strikeouts and 3 at-bats. So the Pinstripers have not yet hit this season, and Tyler Glasnow, another solid outing. We'll see if the Yankees can get to the Rays' bullpen.
It is 3-1 right now in favor of the Rays in the bottom of the 6th inning, and right now the Rays are -275 on the live money line, and the total has come down now to 6.5, your in-game total, with just a 3-1 ball game in the 6th. The Blue Jays and the Royals in Kansas City. This is game 1 of a doubleheader. Steven Matz taking on Mike Minor in the opener. Toronto closed at a pick 'em, also -110 either way here at BetMGM. Jays are a game below 500, while Kansas City at 7-4 and atop the American League Central. They've won 3 in a row and they're looking to make it 4.
You were wondering if there was some regression coming for Steven Matz, who's been very good in his first 2 starts. So far through 3 innings, not so much. 3 solid innings, just 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, no runs and no hits yet for the Kansas City Royals. So the scoring in this game for the Blue Jays: Gurriel with a 2-run double in the top of the 1st inning, still 2-0 Jays.
Braves and the Cubs. This was an 11 a.m. Pacific start, 2 p.m. Eastern. Oscar Yanoa against Trevor Williams. Atlanta, they have won 2 in a row. The Cubs have dropped 2 straight. Braves closed as a road favorite here, -120 with a total of 7.5. And right now the Cubbies out in front early.
Cubs offense has not really been existent much of the start of
it's
the
offensive
year through 13 games. It is offensive, but a little bit better today so far. Wilson Contreras solo shot in the 1st. Bote with a double that scores Jason Hayward. 2-0 Cubs early on, now going to the top of the 3rd in Wrigley.
Early on here, this is something to look at, Wes. The Cubs are -275 on the money line right now, a 2-0 lead in the top of the 3rd inning, and you can get the Atlanta Braves at better than $2, +210.
Top of the order also up for the Braves here in the 3rd with Acuna, Freeman, and Ozuna.
Something to look at there, +210 on the Braves, who went off as a -120 favorite, down by just 2 runs early. A lot of baseball left there. On the ice, the Devils and the Rangers. New York has really been making a push. They've won 2 straight, and they're just 6 points out of the final playoff spot in the East Division. They closed as big favorites today, -250 at home against New Jersey with a total of 5.5. Game soared over the total, and the Rangers put another one in the win column.
Yeah, Blue Shirts get the W here over the Devils, who have struggled to really score all season. Got 3 today, but gave up 6 to the New York Rangers, who are kind of trying to work their way into that playoff spot again. Bucinovic with 2 goals today, actually a hat trick, never mind, for the Rangers. 17, 18, and 19th goal on the season. So Rangers get the win 6-3.
Capitals and the Flyers, another early start in the NHL. Washington is on top in the East Division, 2 points ahead of the Islanders, with 12 games left in the regular season. Caps went off as a road favorite, a minus 145 today with a total of 6.5, and it's Caps in the over.
Ovechkin, 2 power play goals, and also Mantha, who they did acquire at the deadline for the Red Wings. I think this is his third straight game with the tally. Got a late goal in the third period, unassisted, empty netter. So 6-3 Washington over the Philadelphia Flyers.
And the Penguins and the Sabres just dropping the puck minutes ago in Buffalo. Pittsburgh is in third place in the East Division. They are just 3 points ahead of the surging Bruins, and they went off as a huge road favorite today at BetMGM with a total of 5.5, and Pittsburgh early on, no score.
Yeah, Buffalo about to get started here. Buffalo did knock off the Caps the other night, 5-2 in D.C. So this has been the worst team in the Eastern Division all season in the National Hockey League, and it's pretty much stayed the same throughout. Of course, they were part of the deadline. They shipped off Taylor Hall to Boston. Yeah. Didn't get much in return necessarily for Taylor Hall. So Sabres have been a big disappointment, but sometimes they can come up in spots, so do be a little bit careful laying this big price.
And finally, we've got a big basketball coming up in just a little over an hour from now down in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Lakers are hosting the Utah Jazz. Utah on top in the Western Conference. They've won 2 straight and 7 out of 10. The Lakers are off of a loss and just playing 500 basketball as of late. And this line has moved. Something has happened here because the Jazz were laying about 5 points. Now we've got a pick 'em here at BetMGM with a total of 214.5.
All kind of players out for Utah today. Donovan Mitchell, of course, we knew probably is not going to play for the next few games. Ankle injury yesterday, MRI came back negative. So probably not a long-term injury for Donovan Mitchell, but nevertheless, I wouldn't expect him to see him back in the lineup for at least a week or so. He, of course, was going to be out. Rudy Gobert is going to rest today. Derek Favors out with a little bit of a knee issue. Michael Conley Jr. also out, so you basically got at least 3 starters out for the Utah Jazz. We know LeBron and AD have been out for the Lakers. AD now cleared for contact, so probably sometime this week he should be back on the floor for the purple and gold. Dennis Schroeder, questionable at the foot injury, as is Markieff Morris with that ankle. A couple players that got upgraded to probable, though: Wes Matthews, Kyle Kuzma, Marc Gasol, Andre Drummond. You would expect with Gasol and Drummond having to play heavier minutes that the Lakers are going to reduce that pace. They've been, I think, about 20th in pace in the NBA over the last couple weeks. Been really relying on their defense. That's kind of Frank Vogel's modus operandi. If you followed him back at Indiana, was much more of a defensive coach. So Lakers have been going under, but this total has risen from 214 to 215 with all the players out, because sometimes we kind of see that when you've got a couple guys out in the NBA. It's easier in a one-game spot to really replace the offense. Not as easy to replace the defense. So with so many injuries, I stayed out of this one. This is going to tip about 140 Pacific, 440 Eastern.
Let's take a look at the golf, the RBC Heritage at Harbortown Golf Links in Hilton Head, South Carolina, and Stewart Cink. Boy, a couple straight 63s. Usually you see a golfer, you know, come back to earth after shooting a low number like that, but Cink, not the case. He puts together 2 straight 63s on Thursday and Friday to lead the field by 5 strokes going into today. His pairing partner Corey Connors is in second place. He was at 11 under to start the day, 5 shots back. He has now dropped a shot, and you've got a host of people at 10 under par trailing Cink now by 6 shots. Webb Simpson, Matt Wallace, Charlie Hoffman, Colin Morikawa, Emiliano Grillo, and Corey Connors all at 10 under par. Cink is even par through 4 holes, still leading at 16 under.
I believe over the last 15 years, it's 2/3, basically, 66%. If you have a 5-shot lead or more after 36 holes, that you're going to get this home. But I thought maybe Stewart Cink was somebody in the live market you could take on, and perhaps you still can. He's losing strokes on the greens and on approach, but still has not lost any total strokes, that being minus 16. He's even par on his round today. So Stewart Cink right now, even money to go ahead and get this home here at the RBC Heritage. And then looking at the leaderboard, nobody in terms of the leaders have really made a move as of yet today. Webb Simpson did post a 64, so he is in at 10 under. By the way, he was the winner here last year, set the tournament scoring record at 22 under par. Matt Wallace on the back nine trying to post a number, It's Colin Morikawa, Sungjae Im at 10 under. Also Emiliano Grillo and Corey Connors has given one back early. I have Christian Bezuidenhout, who I thought was going to get home. He was 11 under par, actually, through, I think, 14 holes. So if he could have maybe posted 13, I would have liked his chances tomorrow, but gave away a double bogey. Ends up at 9 under par, 6 under on his round today. Daniel Berger, Kevin Streelman, Matt McNealy, also at 9 under par, went with 5 under 66s on their round today. So let me see if I can get the prices up, and we do have them now at BetMGM. Stuart Singh, minus 110 to go ahead and get this home currently at BetMGM. Corey Connors, 9-1. Brian Harman, Christian Bezuidenhout is 100-1, as is Kevin Streelman. Harold Varner, 125. These are a little bit out of order. Emiliano Grillo, 12-1. Sungjae Im, 20-1. Abe Anser, 20-1. All these guys' prices. The low man in the clubhouse, by the way, Webb Simpson, 25-1. Is the lowest posted score, and you can get all these prices at BetMGM.
You and I have a couple combatants or contenders, but still, that lead by Sink right now, six shots, is going to be tough to overcome. I've got Charlie Hoffman and Corey Connors both at 10 under. You have Bezuidenhout at 9 under, and also Kevin Streelman at 9 under. I've also got Daniel Berger at 9 under. Let's say Sink shoots even par today. What do you think our chances are with some of our guys tomorrow?
I think you need to probably be, if you are not Stuart Sink, assuming he remains the leader, I felt that you needed to get to at least 11, maybe even 12 under. I was open for 13 for the South African Bezuidenhout, but did not really happen, so he ends up at 9 under par. So I think 11 or 12 under is where you're going to have to be, assuming Sink stays even par. And it's not surprising that Sink is off to a slow start, being when you shoot 126 in your first two rounds, you've got nowhere almost to go but down, even on this tour. So Stuart Sink so far with the lead. Matt Wallace, one guy to keep an eye on. He is currently through 14, 5 under on his round. So Matt Wallace trying to get this in the house. If he can get this at 12 or 13 under, he'll be very much a factor. Of course, he was third just 2 weeks ago at the Valero Texas Open.
Back to the scoreboard in Major League Baseball. The Tampa Bay Rays still leading the New York Yankees 3-1. Now into the seventh inning, top of the seventh. Your in-game total still at 6.5. The game prior to first pitch was 7.5 for your total. Now down to 6.5. Rays are minus 550 on the in-game money line. If you think the Yanks can come back, two innings to go. They're down by two runs. They're plus 375. Toronto and Kansas City. Now, this is a seven-inning game here. Your total all the way down to 4.5. 2-0 Toronto leading Kansas City, who has won three in a row. This one in the fifth inning. So just a couple of frames left to go there. And Toronto, a big favorite on the live money line at minus 750. And then finally, the Chicago Cubs add a run here in the bottom of the third inning. Now, 3-0 over the Atlanta Braves. Your live line has just come down, but it's getting tough for the Atlanta Braves. We were talking about that live line, a possible play on the Braves there. This is not a doubleheader, a full nine-inning contest here, trailing just by three in the third inning, and they were up to plus 280 at last look on the live money line. I think, you know, Atlanta has certainly had its struggles in the early season, but I think people would agree they are currently the better team than Chicago. Might be worth a move there on the in-game number.
Wilson Contreras just went yard again. That is the run here in the third inning. So two at-bats for Contreras, two home runs, two solo shots, now 3-0 Cubs. No outs here in the bottom of the third. Chris Bryant, or actually Anthony Rizzo, up at bat.
And the Arizona Diamondbacks have cut into that Washington Nationals lead, getting a run in the sixth inning in the top of the sixth. Now 4-2 in favor of the Washington Nationals. They are batting in the bottom of the sixth inning, and they're minus 1,100 favorites on the money line. Pretty big for just a two-run lead there. Again, in the sixth inning, your total is up now to 9.5. This game closed with a total of 8.5. Now here at 9.5 on the live line at BetMGM. Did you do anything on the diamonds today, Wes?
I have the Nationals. I also have the Yankees, so I'm looking at a little bit of a split here with the small favorites early on. Jonathan Davis, by the way, just went yard in Kansas City. Now 3-0 Blue Jays here, top of the fifth.
I am on the Nationals with you, and I'm also on the Atlanta Braves, so also currently looking at a split as it is. Did you do anything in the association? An early game between the Jazz and the Lakers coming up, and then everything else tips off at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Have you made any plays yet on the hardwood?
Nothing yet. I did not do anything with the Jazz and the Lakers just with so many injuries. That's one I'm going to leave alone. Maybe a second half play or an end game. That's always an opportunity, even if you don't bet pre-flop. Was looking at Golden State, but now the numbers come down to about 3.5. Looks like Jaylen Brown is listed as questionable for the Boston Celtics.
It was five.
Yeah, both these teams have been red hot. Golden State's won four in a row. Steph Curry absolutely carrying the dubs on his back lately from an offensive standpoint especially. So two teams that are starting to play well. That's the prime time game on network television tonight. So have not done anything as of yet. I would probably be looking. I always like to at least look, even if I don't bet them. When you got those two teams you know aren't going to make the playoffs, I usually like to bet more overs than unders in those situations. So you have one here with Detroit and Washington at 226. Haven't seen a lot of movement either way really on this game, but if I were to get involved from a total standpoint, it would certainly be the over.
On the Steph Curry prop bet, under over points scored tonight, what do you make the number? He's had 53, 42, and 33 in his last three games.
Okay, it's Boston, so it is a better team that plays better defense. So I am going to say 33 sounds about right.
I was
going to
say 30 and a half. Yeah, I mean, he has been on an absolute tear. The night he scored 53, he broke the Warriors' all-time franchise record for points scored, surpassing Wilt Chamberlain, and he did not have a letdown after that. Followed that up with 42 and then 33 against the Cavaliers on Thursday night. Good contest between two teams on a roll right now, between the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors. Will take a look further at that game as we get rolling through the Green Zone here on a Saturday. Wes Reynolds and Brady Cannon with you. We'll be back in just a moment on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Basketball and hockey games every week, and with the early baseball season, it's time to get into BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to open an account and start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Welcome back to the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you. The Penguins and the Sabres are now underway officially. They are still scoreless early on in the first period here. Penguins a heavy favorite in this game. They are in the thick of the playoff race in the East Division. Buffalo has not been a factor all season long in the cellar. It's Buffalo, Ottawa, the Anaheim Ducks, and the Red Wings. Those are teams that are consistently a better than 2-1 underdog in the NHL right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So these teams, you wonder if they're going to mail it in or if they're going to give efforts. That's why I'm still a little lukewarm to lay these big prices, these $2.50s, these $3 on NHL favorites, at least on the outright. You could certainly use them maybe for parlay filler, but you don't know when you're going to get a good effort out of some of these bad teams. Look, the Sabres went into Washington, won 5-2 the other night. So more often than not, NHL teams are not going to mail it in. They're going to give you an honest effort, even though they know they're out of it. But it's tough to bet on some of these teams. By the way, one quick baseball score update. Another home run got added in Chicago, a 3-run shot from Javi Baez. So the Braves now down 6-0 through the first three innings. Cubs offense getting going. A rare sight for the Cubbies this season.
Yeah, you know, and not so rare for the Atlanta Braves. They have been really topsy-turvy this season. Of course, they've won two in a row, but they started their season getting swept in Philadelphia. Of course, high hopes for this team. They were the division favorite coming in. This is a great division, the NL East, with the Mets currently on top. They haven't quite played as many games as everybody else, but the Phillies right in the thick of it there. They'll be in action a little bit later today, but the Braves, I guess you would say early on, have been been a little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, they really have. And I think they're going to get it right. And they're the rightful favorite in the NL East. The team that I bet on the season wins that I thought was the real sleeper in that NL East is actually the Philadelphia Phillies. And they're off to an okay start. They've cooled off a little bit now, just 7-6. But the Phillies, are going to be there. You can't necessarily count out the Mets. They're a little behind the eight ball scheduling-wise because they had the COVID-19 issues at the beginning of the season. So they've only played 8 games. And then you look at the Washington Nationals at 4-7, trying to go 5-7 today, and they're up 4-2 here in the top of the 7th over Arizona. Washington wasn't really healthy because they had some players out. They had Schwarber out. They had Bell out. So they really didn't have a lot of reinforcements at the plate. And plus the fact that you had to play the Dodgers early on in the season on the road. When you go against those guys, wins are going to be few and far between. So Washington probably a little bit better than their record would indicate there in the NL East. And speaking of the AL East, Joey Wendell, 2-run shot, scores himself, and Manuel Margot now 5-1. Rays over the Pinstripes at the stadium.
Yeah, it was Kyle Schwarber who won the game for the Nationals on Friday night with a home run. Just a 1-0 game, hit that in the bottom of the 9th inning to beat the Diamondbacks. Right now, 4-2, they're leading Arizona in the top of the 7th inning. Arizona currently batting. The live line is down here at BetMGM. You mentioned Tampa Bay now 5-1 over the New York Yankees in the top of the 7th inning. They're now minus 2,500 on the money line.
5 runs on 3 hits for the Tampa Bay Rays, wow. By the way. I just happened to notice that as I was looking to see how they're scoring this run, say, hey, they're hitting the ball really well. Well, not necessarily so much. 2 walks, and I believe a couple hit batsmen have put some extra runners on for the Rays, and they're taking advantage of it.
Toronto up 3-0 on Kansas City, trying to put that 3-game winning streak for the Royals to rest. Toronto 3-0 in the bottom of the 5th inning, and they're minus 3,000 on the live money line. Your total all the way down to 4.5. Again, this is just a 7-inning affair. This is the first of 2 in Kansas City between these two teams. We'll preview the game coming up later this afternoon in the program. As Wes mentioned, the Cubs add more runs here with another long ball. In the 4th inning, Atlanta is at the plate. 6-0. Atlanta batting in the top of the 4th. Cubs up 6-0. Minus 5,000 now on the money line. Do you jump in on Atlanta now? You can get 11-1 on the Braves to come back and win this ball game, trailing by 6 in the 4th. We will come back and preview some of the baseball games that will go to first pitch at the top of the hour. Got about 4 games that'll go at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back here on the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Season never ends, and it's time to get your bets ready for the NFL draft. The teams are evaluating the prospects, and our football experts are looking for betting opportunities. We're looking at team needs, position props, and future markets to find the best bets on the board. Get full coverage at vsin.com. Daily best bet email updates, 24/7 video access. Plus, we'll be live all night during round 1 with Brent Musburger, Michael Lombardi, Gil Alexander, Mike Pritchard, and all of our vsin football experts. Learn more and start your free trial at VSiN now. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Welcome back to the Green Zone. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you on a Saturday, and we've got 4 baseball games that will go to first pitch just after the top of the hour, and we'll take a look at these now if you're looking to run to the window and get down on the diamonds today. Wes, we'll start in Boston. The White Sox at the Red Sox. Dylan Cease versus Nick Pivetta. The Red Sox have won 9 out of 10, and they are on top in the American League East. Chicago is 2 games shy of first place in the Central. They're a game under 500. Boston, a small home favorite here at Fenway, minus 130 at BetMGM with a total of 9.
Yeah, White Sox a little bit disappointing out of the gate here, 6-7. Boston, obviously, the early surprise of the season. I didn't think that they were going to take the precipitous drop maybe that the market did. I thought that win total maybe a little bit low because they can still hit in that ballpark. The pitching actually has been better than I think would be expected because you look at that staff, it's like, okay, these guys are going to have to win a lot of 9-8 games or a lot of 7-6 games, but they're capable of doing that in Fenway. Pivetta getting a little bit of the money over Dylan Cease here. Dylan Cease is a guy that sometimes has some control issues, albeit 3.86 on the ERA. That's respectable. I could see regression a little bit for both pitchers here, but Boston getting a little bit of the money. I did not bet this. I don't necessarily disagree with this move, about a 10 or 15 cent move in the Carmine's favor.
Yeah, I did not bet this game either and really don't have a lot of an opinion. Maybe I would look towards over the total here. It's already pretty high at 9, but like you talked about, the Red Sox can score runs and Dylan Cease can give them up. The Cardinals at the Phillies. It is Hyun Kim versus Matt Moore, and the Phillies are just a half game out of first in the National League East. St. Louis has lost two straight, and they're a game under 500. Philadelphia, a small home favorite here at BetMGM, minus 110 on their side. Even is the take back on the St. Louis Cardinals. Your total, 8.5.
Yeah, no Bryce for the Phillies. He's going to have a rest day today, and Cardinals, actually Philadelphia, has gotten a little bit of the money here. Kim, usually out of the bullpen, is making the start today, so who knows how long he is going to go for St. Louis. Small lean to the Phillies here. I think even without Bryce, they'll be okay. I think this is a decent team. Kim actually just came off the injured list with a back injury. So usually those guys that start games first time off the DL, more often than not, I'm going to fade those guys
right. Rather
than necessarily back those guys. So the move on the Phillies absolutely makes sense here, and that's where I would lean.
Yeah, I lean with the Phillies too. Also lean a little bit towards over the total here. But you're exactly right. You bring up a point in handicapping baseball, always like to take that guy, go against him in his first return off of the injured list, and that's what you have here in a case where you might go against the St. Louis Cardinals. Finally, you've got the Tigers and the Athletics. The A's have really been on a roll. Of course, they were swept to open the season at home by the Houston Astros, a four-game sweep there by Houston. Since then, Oakland has won 7 out of their last 10. They've won 6 in a row. The Tigers have dropped a pair. Oakland favored here at home at the Coliseum in Oakland, minus 130 with a total of 9.
Yeah, you had to figure that Oakland was going to start to get a little ride after that rough start to the season, and they certainly have. They're getting a Detroit team that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but can't really hit consistently anywhere else. They're averaging about 4 runs a game. Also, the fact Miggy Cabrera is out for an injury, so he's still one of their best offensive players, even at 37 years of age. What's concerning a little bit for the Tigers is the bullpen is a little bit taxed, and you've got Casey Mize, who has a lot of potential. He's the number one pick, if you remember, in the 2018 MLB draft, but he has to, I think, pitch a lot more simply because there's just not a lot of depth behind him. So Casey Mize, so far the season, 0.82 ERA, which is very good, 4.12 xFIP. So that suggests some regression could be coming. Also, Casey Mize has only averaged about 4 innings a start this season. And then you've got that Detroit bullpen, which has been used pretty extensively this week. 7.20 ERA out of the Tigers bullpen, which is the worst in Major League Baseball. So do you really want to trust Detroit against this Oakland lineup that's kind of starting to find itself a little bit more? Now, the price actually has moved to the Detroit side, actually plus 115, plus 113 they're getting. So a little bit of money for the Tigers here. I'm not sure I necessarily agree with that. I actually would like over the total a little bit better in this game because I think if Casey Mize doesn't last long, you definitely have a taxed Detroit bullpen. So they can score, but you look at Irvin on the other side, 7.45 ERA, 5.50 xFIP. So that shows he's not exactly mowing him down either. So you could see some runs here at Oco today.
Yeah, the turnaround by the A's has been really impressive after getting swept by the Houston Astros out of the gate. Current scores on the Diamonds, the Washington Nationals still doubling up the Diamond backs. Bottom of the 7th inning, Washington at the plate. It is 4-2 right now in favor of Washington. They are minus 1600 on the money line. The Tampa Bay Rays 5-1 over over the Yankees.
Now 5-2. Odor just went yard here in the bottom of the seventh. One out. Ray still leading.
Good deal. 5-2. That was a quick update there. My screen has not refreshed. 5-2. Tampa Bay over the Yankees in the bottom of the seventh there in the Bronx. And Toronto now extends its lead even further over the Kansas City Royals, shutting out KC right now 4-0. And again, this is the first of a doubleheader, so only a 7-inning affair here. They are in the top of the sixth with Toronto out in front 4-0.
Vlad Jr. with the home run here in the top of the sixth makes it 4-0 Toronto.
They're flying out of the ballpark as I'm reading the scores here. So
4-0 one out top six.
Okay, I thought I missed another one there. Chicago Cubs 6-0. Have I missed anything here? 6-0.
No, not this time. They've gone back to normal here, but 6-0 so far. Actually with just 69 pitches, but he's been touched up with 6 earned runs and 7 hits already.
Braves now 15-1 on the live line to come back and erase this 6-run deficit and get the win over the Cubs. This is at Wrigley Field, and again, just in the fourth inning. Yes, the Cubs lead 6-0, but a pretty interesting price there on Atlanta at 15-1 to come back in this game. Also, want to check the golf here. Stuart Sink still has a 6-shot lead, but the numbers have changed a little bit. Matt Wallace and Emiliano Grillo now 6 shots back at 11 under par. Sink is 1 under par on his round. He's to 17 under par. Charlie Hoffman and Corey Connors at 10 under par. Also, Webb Simpson in the clubhouse at 10 under par. Of course, he is your defending champion. Also, Sungjae Im now to 10 under par. Bezuidenhout, Berger, and Streelman are all in the clubhouse along with Maverick McNealy at 9 under par, currently trailing Stuart Sink by 8 shots. We'll come back and take a look at some hockey and some more baseball, also getting ready to go at the top of the hour. We'll be right back on VSiN. Basketball, baseball, or hockey with a risk-free bet up to $600 at BetMGM. Simply sign up and use the bonus code VSIN600 and you're on your way to betting with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code VSIN600 to make a risk-free bet up to $600. It's a new customer offer. Paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia only. It excludes Michigan dissociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, and Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa and Tennessee. 800-889-9789. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. The promotional offer not available in Nevada. Welcome back to the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you rolling through a Saturday. Lots of action on the diamonds, on the hardwood, on the ice, in the octagon, on the links, all over the place. And of course, we'll talk some NFL draft a little later in the program. That coming up on Thursday, April 29th, not too far away from the first round. Exciting times in the NFL. But we go to the ice where the puck drop will happen in about 15 minutes from now, a 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern start for the Senators and the Canadiens. And we were talking about the four teams that occupy the cellars in the divisions in the NHL. Ottawa is one of them. They are in the cellar in the north. But Montreal, currently in the fourth spot for a playoff spot, West. They trail Edmonton by 5 points. They are ahead of Calgary by 6 points. So pretty firmly entrenched in that fourth hole. Canadiens, a $2 favorite here at BetMGM, minus 200 with a total of 6.
Yeah, Montreal currently in that fourth spot. And really, Ottawa's going to stay in the cellar, likely in the north. Montreal's got some injuries on defense. Gustafson, John Merrill, both in quarantine, 2D men. Brendan Gallagher has been out with the thumb injury. Carey Price looks like he's going to be in between the pipes here for the Canadiens, their number one goaltender. But this has taken a little bit of a dip here. Actually, the overnight, I don't know if this overnight was a misprint of minus 275 on Montreal. They are certainly nowhere near that right now at minus $2. So Montreal has kind of been, to me, a disappointment. I know a lot of sharp guys that really liked Montreal, and I kind of followed along on this team because I thought there was a lot to like about them. And certainly, if you can't win it unless you're in it, they say, in terms of the playoffs. So, you know, all Montreal has to do is get in to at least give themselves a chance. But they really have been a disappointment here for the season to be. I think people thought that they might be a sneaky challenger to the Maple Leafs here in this makeshift all-Canadian North Division. But Ottawa has been bottom of the barrel, and they were selling off pieces at the trade deadline. So you never know what you're going to get out of them. I did not play this game. It has been a move, though, to the Senators.
Yeah, you mentioned Montreal and a futures ticket on them. It looks like they will get into the dance, and that's the first step before you can move any further. So you should get them at least to that spot. Pittsburgh and Buffalo in action here. Just about 5 minutes left in the first period, and Pittsburgh has lit the lamp first. They lead Buffalo 1-0 right now. Your total still at 5.5 in the live market, and Pittsburgh has moved to a -550 favorite on the live money line. They closed as about -250 favorites here on the road at Buffalo. Now double that, -550 Pittsburgh in the live market. Let's go back to the Diamonds here. First pitch at 1:10 Pacific, 4:10 Eastern for the Indians and your Cincinnati Reds. Wes, Tristan McKenzie versus Sonny Gray. Good looking matchup here. Cleveland at 7-6, just a game out of first in the AL Central. Reds are on top in the NL Central at 8-5 on the year. Cincy, a decent sized favorite here at -140 with a total of 8.
Yeah, Reds got the bats going at GABP last night with 10 runs and a 10-3 victory over the Tribe. Sonny Gray first started the season for the Cincinnati Reds, so we'll have to see how he looks a little bit. But Reds have gotten the bats. They kind of cooled off a little bit on the West Coast last couple games with the Diamondbacks, and then didn't really hit the ball out of the yard all that much in San Francisco. So they got going. Votto homered last night. Castellanos homered last night. So
how hot has Castellanos been?
Yeah, he's been very good. And finally, I think what they thought that they were going to get with him last year, they're starting to get with him this year. So Reds have taken a little bit of the money. I'm probably not going to get involved because I usually don't like to take a guy in his first start. I know why Sonny Gray is getting the money, though, because the Reds are hitting the ball so well. And McKenzie, 6.75 ERA, but only 3.37 on the xFIP. So possible positive regression coming for Tristan McKenzie. Would lean if I had to with the under. It is down to 8 now. It is juiced to the over. It was 8.5 in the overnight, but I could see maybe a good start for Gray in his first outing, and I talked about the positive regression for McKenzie, so lean to the under, but no official bet for me.
Current scoreboard in Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals extend their lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now 5-2 in the top of the eighth inning. Arizona is currently batting, and the New York Yankees chip into that Tampa Bay Rays lead. Now 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. New York is trailing Tampa Bay again, 5-3 there. Tampa Bay -550 on the money line. The take back on the New York Yankees +350 if you think this comeback can continue. Still 4-0 Toronto over Kansas City, and still 6-0 the Cubs over the Atlanta Braves. They are in the bottom of the fifth inning there at Wrigley Field. 2:10 Pacific, 5:10 Eastern for the New York Mets visiting the Colorado Rockies at Coors Field. This is game one of a doubleheader, and the Colorado Rockies were not expected to be a great team this year, and unfortunately for Rockies fans, there have been no surprises so far. They are 3-10 on the season. They've lost 6 in a row. New York, meanwhile, is on top in the National League East. They've won 3 straight, and they get their ace on the hill today. It'll be Jacob DeGrom facing Chichi Gonzalez. The Mets are -275 road favorites, and again, just a 7-inning short total here of 7, and we'll see if Jacob DeGrom, even Coors Field maybe, can give him some run support.
Yeah, he's certainly going to need it. He hasn't gotten it through his first 2 starts. 0-1 in 2 starts this season, but they just don't score runs when he pitches.
It's poor guy, and it's been like more than one season.
Yeah, he allowed just 1 run in 14 innings in his 2 starts this season. 21 strikeouts, .64 on the ERA. The fastball's topping out at about 98.5 miles an hour. So DeGrom is doing his part, but they're just not hitting on his days. Not that the Mets are necessarily a bad hitting lineup. They're currently 8th overall in the league in batting average, 6th in WABA. So they're doing this with a couple of their stars not hitting as well, that being Frankie Lindor, 222 right now, Pete Alonso, just 207. But Brandon Nimmo has really been the guy carrying this team, 464 with 13 hits through eight games. So you would expect the Grom and the Mets, they'll all be able to get to Chichi Gonzalez, who is kind of an innings-eating reliever that gets pushed into some starts at times. One start this year, he allowed one run and four hits over five innings. But this is a guy with a career ERA over five, a career xFIP at about 5.5. So he doesn't strike out a lot of guys, 5.5 strikeouts per nine innings, allows a lot of hard hit baseball. So this would be the time, I think, for the Mets to get going. If you're looking maybe at the second game, because this is a doubleheader, maybe the spot to take Colorado, I don't think necessarily would be DeGrom, who is, and Colorado, by the way, currently hitting 199 against right-handed pitching. That's 26 in all of Major League Baseball. So probably not going to get better here in this first game. But Joey Lucchese making his first start of the season for the Mets. He is going in the second game against Herman Marquez. That might be the spot where you could go against the Mets, because making your first start on the road, albeit a down Colorado team, still making your start at Colorado, not the most ideal spot. Lucchese's getting the money here, at least early, not a lot of it, because I think with these doubleheaders, a lot of bettors will want to wait and see what the result is for the first game. Keep in mind, by the way, we always have to remind, seven-inning games when you have the doubleheader. That's why you see the low total of 7 and even 6.5 now for DeGrom and Gonzalez in Game 1. Game 2 total about 8 across the board.
Yeah, I would agree with you, waiting to see what that first game result is before you bet the first one. But you kind of have to figure the Mets are going to take Game 1. Might be a good spot, like you allude to. Marquez, certainly one of the better pitchers for Colorado. And if you figure Mets are going to win the first game, then that's a common trend, especially what we saw last year in Major League Baseball, where the doubleheader is split and the team that lost the first game comes back and wins the second one. Could be the case here, or a good bet to make anyway on the Rockies in Game 2. The current scoreboard remains the same, 5-2 in favor of the Nationals over the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Toronto Blue Jays still up 4-0 on the Kansas City Royals, and the Tampa Bay Rays survived the minor threat there by the Yankees, now headed to the top of the eighth inning. They lead New York 5-3. Wes, you talked about Jacob DeGrom and his lack of run support. Our colleague Josh Towers, who comes on quite a bit during baseball season, he talked about this, and it's kind of a mental block that a lot of these teams have. When their ace goes, they know the other team's not going to score. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of, I think, get into a mode where they're not such on top of their game to produce offense, because they know they're not necessarily going to have to. The other right. team's going to be shut down, and it really causes a problem. And poor Jacob DeGrom, I mean, it seems like it's been two or three seasons that his team just does not score for him when he's on the hill.
Well, you look last year with DeGrom, he had 12 starts. He allowed four or more runs just one time in 12 starts. So wow. You know, if a guy is going to shut down, even if he has kind of an average outing, he's going to give up what, two runs or right. so, or 2.5 runs. So it's like, okay, that's all we have to do to overcome that. So, you know, Coors Field, I think, would be a good opportunity for the bats to kind of give him some run support. By the way, an update here in Kansas City, Toronto now 4-1, first run allowed by Steven Matz and the Blue Jays. Actually had a no hitter going into the sixth. Lopez with the bloop single has now been driven in. So visit to the mound, Matz at 80 pitches, bottom of the sixth, 2 outs, 4-1, Blue Jays.
Not too shabby there for Steven Matz. As you say, 4-1 now, Toronto leading the Kansas City Royals. The Royals on the board, avoiding the shutout there. And this is the first of a doubleheader here as well. They are in the bottom of the sixth inning, Kansas City still batting in that one. When we come back, we'll update the golf, the RBC Heritage. Stuart Sink maintaining his lead out there. Also check some scores on the ice and on the diamonds. And we've got a big basketball game coming up here pretty soon down in Los Angeles between the Utah Jazz and the Los Angeles Lakers. 1 hour in the books here on the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Stick with us. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.